Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Hulu Plus. If you didn't know, Hulu has a new look and experience that is more intuitive. Watch everything from Hulu originals like The Handmaid's Tale, Harlots, and Casual to full seasons of favorites like Fargo, Blackish, Empire, all in one place with ease. And with a new option to add live TV, you can get limited commercials on the Hulu shows you love, as well as 50-plus live and on-demand channels, starting at just $39.99 a month. You can also watch sports channels like ESPN, FS1, regional sports, news, and other can't-miss events. Even record live TV with Cloud DVR. Enjoy all your TV in one place with the brand new Hulu experience. Go to Hulu.com to start your free trial today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
I feel like Harrison Ford hiding in a refrigerator in Indy 4. Coming to you, because that was a fucking atomic blast. Helium, it's an atomic blast. Coming to you once again from the gassiest club. One of the gassiest clubs in the universe, Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania! Oh my God, I'm so excited about today. Yesterday was so much fun. Who are the two-timers? Who's back for a second time? You were here, you know. I mean, I don't think yesterday's show was on the internet yet, so I don't think anybody's heard it, but it was a complete delight, and I can only expect more of the same today. Every person in the front row had a name tag yesterday. Why did somebody in the fourth row just farted? A disdainful It was crazy. And I don't necessarily expect it to happen again. I won't ridicule you if you don't have one. But let me see your name tags. Okay, that one is big enough that it makes up for the person next to you not having one. Why don't you have a name tag? Because you're covered in them. You have a lot of ink. So is any of it movie related? Could you be like, what's a movie reference in one of your tats? On your leg? And what is it? Morticia Adams. Morticia Adams? You know that's from TV, right? It's even the TV one, isn't it? Oh, she's beautiful. What was her name? Oh, Mrs. Argentina. What's that? Oh, from Beetlejuice. Well, all right. So you're a human name tag. Ready to go. What's your name?
Lauren.
All right, Lauren. Well, good luck. What happened to you guys? Why didn't you make name tags? Also, dear Helium Comedy Club, may I have a tall Tito's and soda? Regular strength. I like it tall because I don't want to drink it too fast, but I also don't want it to be all vodka. All right. So, when did I see this name tag before?
Yesterday. I saw you on the street.
Oh, out on the street. It says, "Don't set him off, John Wick," and then there's a Mark Wahlberg in the corner, and it says, "Another movie that I should have been in." So that's very clever. And then we have, instead of up, it's you change it to Jake Up, which kind of sounds like Jacob, and that's your name. And then you have Jacob Siroff on there. He's not here today. Yeah, he was murdered by people who hate the prequels. Then we have Horrible Josh's, and I see you have some vodka hanging from it, but it's not Tito's. It's a good thing I'm not picking the name tags, because I would absolutely not pick that name tag. Woo! Thank you, Darnell. What do we got there? Shaw Schwank Redemption, because your last name is Schwank. All right, good job. And then we got Bree Anaconda, because her name's Brianna. 10 years of this, I'm getting pretty good. Sharon of the Dead, that's a really beautiful one. Turn it around and show the whole crowd. She lit up all the eyes of all the people on the poster. Yeah, Schwank is just throwing his shit away. It's like, that creepy shit is better than mine. Guardians of the Gregory, I like that. And then it makes a noise? Oh, you've got like a dancing Groot on your table. Holy shit. And then what's the Mickey Mouse ears lady got?
Steph Wars.
Steph Wars. And you've got lots of people from the show's faces on there? Yeah. Wow. It's small from where I'm sitting, but it looks like a lot of work went into it, so good luck to you. And Bren Glorious Bastards, because your name's Brenda?
Brennan.
I didn't even look at the dude. I'm just looking at his giant poster. And then I'm like, Brenda? And I look over, oh, no, man. That'd be the most fucked up parents ever. But what's Brennan short for something?
Brennan,
okay. Yeah, Brennan Glorious Bastards, I like it. And then the dude next to you, nothing? You know what? You could possibly make some money in a young Anthony Michael Hall lookalike contest. There's a Total Recall poster with my huge face on it, but what's your name? What? Gottschall is your last name?
Yeah.
So you went with Total Gottschall?
Yeah.
All right. And there's a Clockwork Orange poster, and you put it at the front of it.
My name, Marilena.
Marilena is your name? Marilena Clockwork Orange. And a really big Michelle Balloon in the lead role of Clockwork Orange. She's about to start singing in the rain. For those of you who don't enjoy that reference, Clockwork Orange has a very disturbing scene where some Maluki lads, whatever the fuck they call themselves, after they go to the milk bar, while raping someone, they sing the classic Gene Kelly tune. What?
Just the one guy.
Oh, only the one guy sings it. Yeah, they don't like break out into harmonies. But it's horrible, and don't watch it if that sounds horrible to you.
The movie does have a point, I guess. It's a pretty fascinating movie, but man, that goes gets nasty. But that's a beautiful poster.
Like sitting here going, that poster reminds me of rape.
Doug Bluggs, and thank you to everybody for bringing in posters, but the front row has been killing it lately, so that's enough description of posters, name tags for one episode. Oh, everybody, go to O'Shea's down the block that way. O-H exclamation point Shays. And, you know, and I don't know. The drinks are pretty reasonably priced, but they'll just be happy to see you because people always come in there with name tags and they're always like, hey, you just came from Doug Loves Movies, which is not going to happen at any bar anywhere else in the country. People are just going to be like, what's with that stupid poster? Brent Glorious. What's so Brent Glorious about you? Doug Plugs, tomorrow night, you guys, road trip. New York City, jump on the Amtrak. 8 o'clock show tomorrow night at the Gramercy Theater. And then I've got shows coming up in Kansas City, Salt Lake City, Los Angeles, Sacramento, Tempe. And Tempe, if I can land there, because planes can't land in Tempe right now because it's too hot. Like if it's 117 or above, commercial flights won't land. Isn't that fucked up? Hey, you guys, global warming, not a thing. And I'm excited to say it's fucking June, you guys. Like the hottest month in Tempe, Arizona is August. And I might not be able to fly into there in July. This is a very exciting announcement. The schedule for the Traverse City Film Festival has been announced. And I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies on Thursday, July 27th. And a Benson movie in Eruption, 20th anniversary screening of Starship Troopers. Yeah, that's gonna be super fun because I bet you that movie is even more hilarious and relevant right now. Someone from the audience gave me a little something to put in the prize bag. Hi, Doug. We hand make comic collage drink coasters. Here's one for the prize bag. What's the name of the company? CraneRoseDecor.com. And again, good for you, Crane Rose Decor, but no one else do this. This is pretty cool, though. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to bring stuff for the prize bag to get a plug for your company. Right? It's very beautiful. Joker art from, I'm guessing, Killing Joke? Is that what it's from? But anyway, and it's a coaster, so I'm going to put Matitos on it. Because this fucking table gets so goddamn wet. That's the drawback of vodka, you guys, is it likes to perspire all over everything. And it's probably not a good thing to put into your body. Something that's trying to escape the glass constantly. I don't know why we do it. All right, so got some crocheted donuts for safe donut throwing. Got a copy of my CD. What's this one called? Promotional tool. I'm going to save this for last. It's so good. Peacemaker pipe and a... this is cool. This is a sippy cup that I got when I got a Tito's and soda when I saw Saturday Night Fever the musical at the Walnut Street Theater, which I learned while I was there is the oldest theater that does, you know, plays and musicals. It's the oldest one in the country, they are claiming. Like Sidney Poitier and Audrey Hepburn and Catherine Hepburn, all the Hepburns, Jimmy Hepburn, they all have performed there. And so it's very historic and awesome. And I saw a stage version of Saturday Night Fever. But interestingly enough, because if they ever make a musical of The Clockwork Orange, I hope they don't cut anything. Because they cut something out of Saturday Night Fever And they also say frickin' instead of fucking, which is kind of funny. But anyway, Walnut Street Theater. So if you go to see a show there, any show there, and you bring this, your first drink will be cheaper because you'll already have the official sippy cup. Because refills are cheap. They might say to you if you walk in before the show starts, why do you already have... What kind of game are you running? And since I'm all the way on the other side of the country, I thought this is a great place to gift this. This is a Blu-ray and DVD of La La Land. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Moonlight. I will never forgive Faye Dunaway for that. Two great films and the people who made them all got their feelings hurt that night because Faye Dunaway is an idiot. It said Emma Stone for La La Land. Why would you think that's the answer for what is the best picture? She probably didn't have her reading glasses on. Part of it was in small print. I'm looking at the wrong side. Let the game... No, oh, wrong side again. Oh my God, there's four chairs again today. And yeah. After the show, I asked Chip Chantry, our winner, to come back. And he said, yeah, he said he couldn't. And... I was like, what the fuck do you have to do tomorrow afternoon? But yeah, he couldn't make it out today. And so we do have one repeat visitor from yesterday. By popular demand, I like to say, even though no one said shit. Please welcome Doogie Horner, Blue Meanie, Seth Herzog, and Mark Wahlberg.
Thank you, Philly. Thank you very much. I had no idea excited to see me.
They went crazy for you, Seth.
I did not know that. They were really excited to see me.
Jeez.
I'm already realizing today that having two ladies on the panel yesterday made it feel less cramped up here.
It's all dudes. I'm the back guy in the middle seat on the airline.
Yeah, it's all dudes today, and we're sitting in economy, and but we got plenty of leg room.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty tight.
Let's meet these people individually. I almost accidentally said his name, bringing him out here, but he wants you to know him as Blue Meanie!
Hello, hello.
So far, you seem like a blue sweetie to me.
But I'm off the clock. I'm not in the ring, so...
Okay, so that's fair. I like that. And thank you for being here. And we got a lot of wrestling fans in the crowd today. There's a little crossover.
Thanks,
but...
brother. What me? What about my cock, brother?
Nixon.
That Nixon?
Yeah, Nixon, right?
That was Nixon?
Yeah. I know my voices.
Wait, so when you got the name Blue Meanie, was the person just looking lovingly into your eyes? Because you have the bluest fucking eyes.
Right before he kissed me.
Or does blue hair on your head and your beard just make your eyes look blue? Is it all shining off of it?
Makes me a little bit extra Swayze over here.
All right. So here's a great question for you, because, you know, someone named you Blue Meanie in the wrestling world, and it stuck. But... what's your experience with the movie Yellow Submarine? Have you seen it?
Once, and I was very inebriated, yes.
You had to get super drunk to watch that shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But those blue meanies are scary.
Yeah.
It's effective.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
The main heels, or the villains, as we say in the world of professional wrestling. So.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and those Apple bonkers, they had really high heels. Speaking
of
heels.
Jumping bomb Turks or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That movie's seriously fucked up. Like, as a kid, I was very scared by all of that.
When I was a kid,
and happy that love prevailed at the end.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it made sense. But then as I was, you know, you get older, it didn't age well. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. And yeah, you have to.
Are you telling me I should smoke weed before... before watching a movie?
I know that's like saying to Aquaman, you should drink some water, but... Sorry. Your scent's giving me cotton mouth over here.
Well, thank you for being here, dude.
Thanks
very excited to have
excited.
You. This is exciting, yeah.
Yeah.
Also joining us today, freshly landed from Kansas City, where he's participating in an amazing charity event called Big Slick in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's Seth Herzog, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I'm so psyched to be here. Philly is one of my favorite towns.
But such interesting routing. Like,
sort of is. It sort of is.
Sort of is.
Sort of is.
But it's just interesting routing that, like, you were at a charity event that was several days.
Several days.
Where you partied all night every
partied
night.
Partied all night, and then you have to get up at 7 and go see, like, sick kids at the hospital. And then there's, like, I know, it's a bummer. And then and then there's, like, a charity baseball game, and there's a bowling match, and there's, like, they have you scheduled, like, every second of the day all day.
Yeah, but you're partying with, like, massive celebrities,
massive
like Paul
celebrities.
Rudd and Dave
Rudd
Kechner.
And Riggle and Kegel. Kegel. Riggle, Kechner, Sudeikis. And like Johnny Knoxville and Zach
Jason
Levy.
Jason Sudeikis was there.
Yo, yeah, yeah. Everyone's going
I like
going
that
hard.
Guy. They're all nice guys.
They're
too.
The nicest guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What ladies were there?
Ladies wise, Sarah Chalk.
Oh, I don't want no scrubs.
You would not have liked it. You would not have. You would not have liked it then.
Is she still gonna play Becky on the new Roseanne?
I asked her several times. I just kept referring to as. Second B. I kept saying, "What's up, number two? How are you?"
Oh shit!
She didn't get it.
She didn't care for that.
She never got it.
Yeah, she did not originate the role on that
show.
She
did not originate the role. Yeah,
that's what you were driving at.
If Roseanne was there was a Samuel French version of Roseanne, she would not have been in the original part. That's a theater joke. No one got it. That's all right.
It's all right. I brought up Saturday Night Fever the musical and got next to nothing as well.
They were like, "What is that supposed to be a film?" I haven't slept in 3 days, literally. So I'm as high as Doug is.
Maybe.
No, I'm not.
Possibly, but thanks for making the effort, dude.
No,
really
I'm so psyched to come.
It. Good to have you.
I wouldn't. I'm in the room.
Yeah.
That's my old catchphrase. Remember?
Did you wear blue because you knew who you'd be sitting next
yes,
to?
Yes, I wanted to be mistaken for a wrestler.
Yeah. You guys match.
I'm a
beautiful.
Giant fan.
I love it. Wait, what does it say on your shirt, Blue Meanie?
I am, it's Pizza the Hut from
Spaceballs. Spaceballs.
He ate himself to death.
Spaceballs came up as an answer yesterday after we had been talking about Spaceballs. And no one thought of it.
Got it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Rick Moranis.
Fucking good for him, Rick Moranis, that he's only done 15 things. It made for a very difficult last man stand, but he's amazing. And today, I'm sitting there watching my goddamn HBO in my hotel room, and My Blue Heaven comes on.
You know what?
Which is not one I would have thought of in the moment of playing Last Man Stand with Rick Moranis.
That one
would have slipped my mind because he's sort of the straight man to wacky Steve Martin.
Yeah.
But such a good actor, and like I said yesterday, he's threatening to be in something again.
Uh-oh. He's threatening? Who is he threatening?
Why he didn't have a cameo in the Lady Ghostbusters.
Yeah, he should have, right?
That's the reason to hate Lady Ghostbusters. Don't blame it on ladies. Blame it on the lack
There's not
of
enough Rick.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah. How many movies did he do that doesn't have the word honey in it?
One.
I learned yesterday that he did Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Is that an actual
one? I never
one?
Even heard of that one. That might have been straight to DVD.
I think that was the fifth installment of the Honey series.
No, it was only three.
Oh, it was only three.
Yeah,
okay.
We went into all of this yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
Yeah, people that are listening to the shows in order, they're all up to date. as are many of the people in this audience. So let's say hello to, back by popular demand, is Doogie Horner!
Thank you. It's great to be here, sitting in the blue meanie's lap, basically.
Yeah, it sits tight today. Oh, I'm wearing blue, too. This is great. Yay! Yeah. And Doogie, we learned yesterday, and then I can confirm happened again today, likes to show up in shorts, change into pants.
It's hot outside, and I'm a professional.
But everybody, lots of people in the audience have shorts. Why can't you have shorts? Blue Meanie has shorts on?
It would be...
We're doing a podcast.
I was about to say...
No one will see if you're wearing slightly longer shorts.
Everybody in the room would see.
Yeah, there's people here, Seth.
So they're going to be like, I can't believe he didn't give a shit because he's wearing shorts?
I didn't know the Blue Meanie was wearing shorts, and now I have to quickly backpedal.
Well, normally I wear Daisy Dukes in a half shirt, but...
Yeah.
Would you... Doogie, would you like to take a moment and go change back into your shorts?
I'm going to go put my shorts back on.
Shorts.
I feel like I'm being bullied. I think this is bullying.
Be a star.
Come on, show off your legs. I bet they look nice.
Oh, here's a Trump tweet just in. Doogie Horner, the crowd wanted him to wear shorts. He refused. Wow. President Donald Trump.
He's listening to this live? He's listening to this tape podcast.
He's got
live.
Tapes of everything.
Yeah. Even stuff that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. He's always recording everything and listening to it live. But thanks for coming back, Doogie. I appreciate it. Chip couldn't be here, and I think you came in second yesterday.
I think I came in last.
There's really no second, third, or fourth
right
in these games, but it's always good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Yeah, and I'm always grateful when I'm in a town where he happens to be, or in some cases, he travels here for the show. I can't believe my luck with this gentleman. It's Mark Wahlberg.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
What's up, Philly? Let's fucking do this shit, Philly!
What's up, Doug?
Do you go to children's hospitals ever? Because you're such a presence that I would think that even children who haven't seen your movies would just be fascinated by you.
I go to every children's hospital.
Oh, no. What the hell is happening? This can't be happening to Mark Wahlberg.
Are we not? Are we good?
I think we're good.
Don't fuck with my mic.
I think traditionally the mic drop means you did something successfully.
No.
It's not, this doesn't work.
He just hates the mic.
So you just drop it.
Yeah.
Hello? What is this, the Donnie of microphones? Barely works. I swear to God, if this microphone cuts in and out of this fucking show, I will beat a person to death. What I was trying to say is every single Saturday, I'm at every single children's hospital.
What, do you Skype in or something?
No, dude. They fucking print out pictures of me and they pass it around to the kids, and that counts as a make-a-wish.
Wait, they don't get any other wish? They just get a...
What other fucking wish would they have?
A picture of you?
You're lucky I'm in town, although I'm in town this weekend every fucking year. But this is just the first time we've done this.
Why this weekend?
Are you serious? You don't know about this?
I want to know.
It's the first weekend of summer, man.
So why do you have to be here?
It was the 87th annual Underground Philly Fist Fight.
I've been going since we shot Invincible. I fucking knocked out 7 dudes yesterday. It's a time-honored tradition. People bring their kids. It's just a fucking summer fist fight to kick it off. Because if you fight all your friends at the beginning of the summer in Philly, you're cool the rest of the summer. You want to go next year?
I'm available.
Fucking A. Let's do this, Blue Meanie.
Fucking tag team.
Hell yeah, dude.
Holy shit. You're my favorite Eagle, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, man. Invincible is the best documentary I ever made, dude. Eagles went fucking 11-5 that year. We ran that shit.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Wahlberg.
Fucking tag team.
I think I forgot earlier to say that all of my dates are at... Did I do that? I don't think I said that. For all of my upcoming tour dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
Wahlberg.
Don't make me add that, dude. I'm just glad they're saying yeah after it.
All right, so thank you for being here, Mark.
You're welcome.
And I'm glad you worked us into your weekend beatdown.
Happy to do it.
Are you gonna beat up anybody tonight?
I don't know. Does somebody have a make-a-wish?
Wait, there's some children that their wish is to be beaten up by you?
Could you imagine I'm laying on your fucking deathbed and being like, Mark Wahlberg punched me, Munch. I'm good.
What a life I've led.
Fucking A. Let it go. All
right. I heard that one time you actually punched the cancer out of a child. Is that true?
First, I'm going to be honest. That's a rumor. But Michael Bay and I, that's our next movie together.
Ah.
It's called Punch Adams.
Right.
It's a sequel to that Robin Williams movie. Only this, I just rock around clocking fucking kids.
Is it based on a true story?
It kind of fucking has to be.
The tagline is pain is the best medicine.
Really, seriously.
And instead of red noses, they have bloody ones.
Yeah. Remission possible.
Yeah, exact title, please.
National Lampoon's.
Yes.
Remission possible.
I'll tell you one thing about you being on this show all the time, Mark Wahlberg.
It's great.
I'll tell you two things. It's great, and people come up to me all the time, and they're surprised by what a great sense of humor you have.
Did they not see the happening?
That's usually what I say. And then we all just look at the trees.
Fucking A, dude. Rockstar, Daddy's Home, the other guys, I'm crushing that shit.
Have I ever done my impression of you for you?
You know what? Do it.
It's from The Happening.
Okay.
And it's very short, but it's just... It must be the trees.
That's pretty fucking good, dude. Can I do my impression of you?
In The Happening?
It's happening right now.
Okay.
Ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Look good, feel good.
Look good, feel good. You look good, you feel good. Here we go. Hey, everybody, I'm Doug, and I love movies.
Thank you. If it were more accurate, everyone would have responded. Yeah. But instead, they just sat there going, no.
No, dude. They sat there going, holy shit.
So you know the question I ask every time you're on the show, Mark.
Yeah.
And it is...
What probably like 240 for curls, and then I'm like 290 if I'm doing 5x5s on bench.
That's what I ask you backstage. On stage, I ask you, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
All right, dude, here you go. Check this out. Transformers Last Night Toys, y'all. If you want, I'll sign it. That's rhetorical. Of course you want me to fucking sign it. You pass that down there. And then this is like a little mystery deal. I don't even know what it is. MB just handed it to me when I left the other day.
What do you mean it's a mystery?
I don't know what the fuck's in it. MB just gave it to me. It was like, take this for the kids. I was like, all right, cool.
Michael Blackson?
What's that?
Who's MB? Michael Blackson?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No, I don't. Michelle.
Is it Martin
Balloon?
Balsam?
No, dude.
Oh, Marty.
MB, man.
Bellsworth.
Is it... Maximilian.
Men in Black.
I can't
black?
Think of the last one.
Did you say MIB? Men in Black?
What? Are you serious right now?
Is it.
It's the Mikey by the Bay, bro.
Yeah, Michael Bay.
Yeah, fucking A, MB.
I was just goofing around, but Doogie doesn't get it.
Oh. Yeah, no, he gave me that shit to pass along. Who's because Mike? Right now, Transformers Last Night. I know you guys have already seen it, but go fucking see it again.
You got to be 8 years old to play with this, whatever it is.
For sure.
Yeah, so it's probably a vibrator.
Some sort of little toy.
I mean, it probably vibrates. Seth, what do you got for us?
Oh, man, I have a whole summer package. You know, summer started this week.
It looks like you just stole stuff from somebody's table.
I'm not saying I didn't. I'm just saying I don't think it was theirs to begin with. Whole summer thing. Starts off with some shades, both neon green and brown. And then what else is summer and a Doug Loves Movies thing? Then a little bowl. Wooden bowl. That comes with screens already in there. Lighter that's themed the 60s. That's when this lighter was made, and they themed it when it was made. I don't know why. And then, of course, what else would you want except to talk about what's going on with the new Han Solo film, then some Star Wars pins. It's a whole summer. This is a whole summer in a bag.
Thanks for the summer bag.
Yeah. As soon as it becomes fall, you got to burn everything in that bag.
It's in there.
Nice.
It's in the bag.
Feel free to take off the price tags on every single thing once you get it.
What fine establishment in Philadelphia has all that stuff?
Wonderland.
Behind you and Blue Meanie is a stool now that you guys can put your beverages on if you want a beverage. You want a beverage?
Absolutely.
What would you like?
Yingling.
Nice. They'd be a great sponsor.
For the listener at home, Blue Meanie just did a rep.
One rep?
Fucking A, dude.
You want something to drink, Seth? Oh, you got your Fiji
water. Yeah.
Yes,
I brought some water from Fiji.
All right. Don't worry about that cap.
Nope.
Are we placing orders?
The cap landed face up, so it's still safe.
Just so you know, no one else is going
to
drink that water.
That's a great way to reserve your waters. Lick the inside of the cap in front of everybody. Blue Meanie, what do you have for the prize bag?
Well, what do we have in the bag? I got a special...
Did you know this is your turn was next?
Kind of got the hint. I have a Blue Meanie pin.
Whoa!
Where did you get that?
It's me as Meanie Van Halen.
I like it.
Oh, that's I'm sorry. It's a bottle opener for your beer. Mrs. Meanie just corrected me, so...
Oh, Mrs. Meanie.
She made that by hand, by the way. And one of the most popular T-shirts in ECW history. The BWO shirt.
Fucking A, dude.
You can get this at prowrestlingtees.com/bluemeanie. It's a large, so if it's too small, eat a salad.
If it's stupid, I like the way this dude fucking thinks here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's is this shirt is incentive, maybe.
Yeah. If it's too big, eat a fucking sandwich.
What's on the back?
Oh, it's the name of the members of the Blue World Order. The Blue World Order, if you haven't heard, we were like the Weird Al Yankovic of professional wrestling. We did parodies of popular wrestlers, which was the New World Order. So I was the blue guy, which was the bad guy. My tag partner, Stevie, he was big Stevie Cool, which was Kevin Nash's character. And Hollywood Nova, which was Hogan's less racist character.
He had a less racist character?
That's right, brother. What you gonna do?
Doug, that's a great Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Well, you know Mark Wahlberg. That's all I got.
There's your Ling Ling.
It's not a fucking panda. It's a bear.
Dookie, what do you got?
I have a very nice Quirk Books tote bag. I have
very stylish.
Home Alone children's book. We did Home Alone as a kid's book. Yesterday I wrote my email address inside the book, and I said, if you win, email me and I'll send you a download of my album. And then everybody in the audience guessed my email address, which is...
Let me guess. It's your name at Gmail.
Yeah, basically. That was my fault, is that I kind of threw it out there.
How does everybody...
It would be easy to figure out.
Then they guessed my password, too.
Which I think is the words your name at Gmail.
Even you knew it. It's just...
So how many people did you hear from?
A lot. A lot of people. A lot of fuck yous. A lot of go kill yourselves. The weirdest one was you will never succeed, which...
At Hotmail.
It's like I'm the Joker or something, you know what I mean? It's just weird. Anyways, so I have changed my password. Now it's my birth date. I'm going to have to change it. I'll change it again after the show. But so I put my email address in here again, which you already have it. But then I also put a password in here. So you got to email me with the password, and then I'll send you
my album. So the winner, don't show everyone you know the password.
Honestly, anybody emails, like, if you want my album, I'll give it to you. I'm just flattered that you even
want. What's it called?
So horrible if you gave away thousands of albums.
A Delicate Man.
Hey, Doogie.
Mark.
Is the password?
I'll change it after the show. It's password, but the O is a zero. And the S's are dollar signs, and the P's a Z, and the A is my birthday.
That checks out.
And then there's also a coupon for a free milkshake in here.
Oh.
Shake
Where?
Shack.
Nice.
Shake
Can
Shack?
I play?
Shake Shack?
Shake Shack.
They're like, I was at the counter, and they go, do you want a free milkshake? And I said, yeah, what's the scam? And they said, if you donate $1 to feed hungry people, you get a free milkshake. And I was like, well, now I feel like I don't want a free milkshake that bad. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I'm just kidding. But I'm like, just ask me if I want to donate a dollar. I say yes, and then you say, and you get a free milkshake. But instead, it makes you seem like you're just doing it for the free milkshake. Anyway, nobody's on my side.
Nope.
Do you need a lime?
Okay.
Okay.
Where'd you get that?
From my drink. Yeah, I'm no fruit on my drinks. And then they bring me fruit, I take it off. I got a question for each of you. Two more questions if we have time. Starting with Mark, what was the last movie you saw?
Last movie everybody fucking saw. Transformers The Last Night.
So you like go hang out in the back of theaters when your movie opens and check out the reaction?
Usually I come in for the end, and then when I stand by the door on the way out and make people look me in the eye and say they loved it. I mean, they're going to say that anyway, but the looking in the eye part is what's hard for them because they're just in shock.
Don't you end up having to like take a lot of pictures with all the people?
Fuck no, dude.
How do you get out of that?
I say, nope.
I go, before they even ask?
Yeah.
I walk up to you? Nope.
I'm like, I'm sure you love the fucking movie. I'm going to ask you about that in a second. First off, yes, I know this is the greatest day of your life. No, we cannot do a photo. What did you think of Transformers the last night? Look me in the fucking eye. That's the rundown. It fucking works.
All right.
To every single person in the theater, it's a lot of folks.
You got
to
put in the time, dude.
It's true.
I didn't get here by being Donnie.
What would Donnie do if he was there?
Eat the popcorn on the floor.
Oh, Donnie. Well, thanks for that, Otter.
No problem, dude.
Seth, you were busy all weekend with charity. Yeah. Like, have you seen a movie?
I went to the Big Sick premiere in New York. Yeah, on Tuesday.
So good.
It's a great little movie. Like, I'm very excited about it.
We're not just saying that because we're friends with a lot of the people involved.
Well, Showalter, who directed, and I have been friends since we were six.
Of course, yeah. And we've known Kumail for a while.
Kumail and Kurt's in there.
Emily Gordon.
Kurt is hilarious.
Kurt Braunohler.
Yeah, it's very
funny.
Somebody
asked me today, I was doing an Instagram Live, and somebody, random question, was just like, what's the funniest performance in a movie right now? And I was like, Kurt Braunohler is pretty goddamn funny in Big Slick.
He's very good.
Yeah, but everybody's funny in it. Ray Romano.
Ray's great. Ray is...
Oh, Big Slick. Oh.
Doug, that's a great fucking Ray Romano.
Thank you.
Not only that, every scene in the movie, he does that one line over and over again.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
Big Slick. Oh. Holly Hunter's in it. She's like yelling about him having pantyhose on his head. No, that's a different movie.
Yeah,
but my point is,
we
both love it.
It was a great. It's
People
a great
go
movie.
See it.
Yep.
It had a great opening weekend in five it screens
did.
This weekend.
Good.
Like big enough to get a bigger
more
expansion.
Screens.
More cities.
Yeah.
Big Six. See it when it comes near you.
I think most people here saw it already. Sorry, Mark.
They got time. They can see two fucking movies.
No, it's not playing in Philly.
It's not playing here yet.
It's just New York and L.A. Five screens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, listen up.
Hey, I when I'm home, I just watch like Renaissance Man mostly over and over and over again.
Dude, it's a goddamn fucking classic.
Blue Meanie, what about you? Have you seen a movie lately?
Do documentaries count?
Yeah.
I watched the Battered Bastards of Baseball on Netflix.
I've heard that's very good.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's about... I didn't mean to interrupt your applause. so rude of me, but I am the meanie. It's about the minor league baseball team that Kurt Russell's father owned in the Pacific Northwest. And
Kurt Russell's dad is here.
Kurt Russell's here.
Only person who cared about that.
I didn't know he was out of the casket.
Did that get too dark for you?
Yeah, for you guys?
He's
not with us, but Kurt Russell's come up 2 days in a row because yesterday we were talking about his son Wyatt Russell is acting in movies now. Yeah.
I'm Kurt Russell.
What? Oh, there is Kurt Russell right there in the flesh. All right.
And
so
his father is Burt Russell.
Wouldn't that be weird if Kurt Russell was in the crowd and I just moved on? So Blue Meanie.
Douglas.
You recommend the movie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, where'd you see it?
I saw it's a Netflix
It's
exclusive.
On Netflix. Okay, cool.
And if you like movies like Slapshot and stuff like that, it was like the Slapshot of baseball pretty
much. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm in. I want to see it. I've heard good things. Doogie?
I went and visited my dad for Father's Day, and I said, Dad, what do you want to do? It's your special day. We can do whatever you want. And so we watched the Taken trilogy.
All three parts?
Back to back.
Because
DVD.
He'd
he pulled
seen
out
them
the DVDs.
Before, or was it new to him?
He's seen them so many times. And it's the perfect Father's Day movie because he's like, here's how much I love you. I will kill all these terrorists. That's like the best way a dad can show how much he loves you is by killing people.
But don't you see a pattern in those movies of the dad being the reason that they're in all this trouble all the time?
Yeah, I do.
How do you and Dad work that out?
We don't. You don't get it, Doug.
Because it's all fictional fun.
It's a dad thing. You
what
know?
Is what certain set of skills does your dad have?
Look, Doug, someday when you're a father, you'll get it. You'll have a kid, and you'll go murder a couple hundred Eastern European men, and you'll tell me, I get it now.
He doesn't even murder people for a wife that's left him. Like, that's messed up. What does he care? She left him.
Doug, someday, you know, you'll be holding your child in your arms and you'll be looking into its face and you'll just realize, I would break a man's neck for this child.
All right, we got to do this one really fast. This is like a speed round. Raise your hand if you have one. Doogie went through this yesterday already. What is the best movie I, Doug Benson, have never seen? Of course, you're taking a guess because you don't know what movies I've seen. Mark Wahlberg has a guess. I'm imagining he's in it. I've seen all of your films, Mark, but let's hear it. What do you think is the greatest movie I've
that's
never seen?
That's where I was going to go, but I was like, fuck, he's seen all my movies. Equilibrium.
What's that?
Fuck it. It's the reason Christian Bale became Batman. You got to go see that fucking movie, dude. Well, there's two reasons. One, I turned it down. Two, he was in Equilibrium. You haven't fucking seen Equilibrium?
Dude, I don't even have Equilibrium.
No, dude, it's like a perfect world. Like everything is like fancy and shiny, and they hate books, but they love to punch each other. You gotta fucking see this movie, dude.
You're making me very excited for it. I'm putting it above Predestination.
Do it. All Equilibrium right. is legit, dude.
Okay. If I remember. Seth, do
movie
you have one?
I don't think you've seen.
Yeah. We can go to somebody else.
The Fabulous Stains.
Baker Boys?
The Fabulous Stains.
The Fabulous Saints?
Stains.
Stains.
Am I saying that right?
Saw it.
Yeah.
Saw it.
Okay.
Did you see it?
Young, what's her name?
Yes. She's perfect in that part of playing the character that she was in.
Blue Meanie?
I'm going to have to go with an 80s classic.
Okay.
Just One of the Guys.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, of course I've seen that.
There's like one clip that you see a lot over and over and over again from
right.
that movie.
Well, that's the thing about that movie is if it's on and she hasn't shown her tits yet, yeah. there's no bigger buildup to getting to see a pair of tits in movie history, and they're great tits yeah. when she finally busts them out and says, I'm a girl, and shows everybody her tits. Like, that would have been the best day of everyone that's at that party's life. It's like a high school party. That's the other thing that's weird about that movie. All the high school students are like 26. And there's one that's like 12. So it's deeply disturbing, but I'm a huge fan. So sorry, I've seen that great movie. Doogie? Got another swing at it. What'd you say yesterday?
Mouse Hunt, and you were...
No, I'd seen the shit out of Mouse Hunt.
You're really insulted that I would suggest that you hadn't seen that film.
And why would I miss Mouse Hunt?
You accused me of trying to be pretentious by mentioning the director's name.
Yeah.
Gore Verbinski.
Oh, Gore Verbinski.
Oh.
The new Gore Verbinski movie, the latest one, which if you saw it, applaud. Right? it's called The Wellness of Being. And what? A Cure for Wellness.
Yeah.
Oh, now we got another guy who says he saw it. Oh, now I know what you're talking about. It's that movie's most alternatingly irritating and disturbing movie I've ever seen. It's either really violent, horrible, or naked things going on, or pure boredom. It obviously wasn't a hit with the public, but some people like it. I'll give them that. But the trailer for that movie said, from visionary director Gore Verbinski. And then it didn't follow up by saying, who made three too many Pirates movies? And that fucking awful movie, The Mexican with Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts, and fucking Mouse Hunt.
Yeah,
the guy is not a fucking visionary director. In my opinion, I would love to work with him someday.
Gore, if you're listening.
I hope I didn't burn any bridges, Gore. Oh, I forgot the fucking Lone Ranger. What a great masterful vision. Let's make the Lone Ranger a doofus and fucking Tonto's the smart one. What a visionary.
They should have just said, from the man who brought you Mouse Hunt.
Get all the kids in there for a cure for wellness. It's got the most fucked up dentist tooth thing since Marathon Man. Spoiler. I'm kind of mad at that movie. I saw that movie with an audience full of people who loved it. So people love it. So don't take my opinion necessarily. Mm. Of the people here that clapped when I mentioned it, who loved it? Yeah. Only one spoke to say I hated it.
He clapped.
Who loved it? I hated it.
He clapped because he hated it.
Yeah, no, it's really... And it's long, as are every Pirates movie. The guy makes movies that are too long. He's like Judd Apatow without the jokes.
Doug, I think
Judd produced Big Sick.
He did.
And, you know, that guy, everything he's touching lately is
it's been
fantastic.
It's great, I know.
Yeah. And he worked with Kumail and Emily for like 3 years on that script.
Really?
And then they also audience tested the shit out of it after they made it.
Oh, really?
And in both cases, like, it is, I dare say it's near a perfect movie.
Wow. Hmm. Dare say.
You saw it, right?
I saw it, yeah.
It's great. Isn't it perfect?
I would say it was perfect, but it's very, very good. It's hard to make a movie which runs that line between heartbreaking and funny.
Yeah.
It's hard. The tone is right.
It's very well done.
I
say this because when I saw it, I was sitting next to Kumail, so I basically just
really loud and laugh really, really loud the entire time?
Cry really loud?
Yeah.
I mean, I've cried in a lot of movies, but not really loud.
Well, then you're
not doing it right. Tears just start running down my face, and I wipe them away. I don't sit in the audience going,
Then how do people know if you're feeling it?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. That's how I cry.
Jesus Christ.
Like De Niro on Cape Fear.
Yeah. I yell boo-hoo really loudly.
Doogie?
Yes.
Did you answer it?
I didn't answer it.
I just gave you shit about Mouse Hound again?
I made the mistake of mentioning Gore Verbinski's name. And I guess you guys went through a horrible breakup.
He sounds like he should have a product line, not a fucking movie directing career.
Well, I guess I would recommend Raw Force. It was not directed by Gore Verbinski, so that's a point.
Sounds like a penetrating thriller.
It's kind of it's an obscure horror. It's like a zombie kung fu movie.
I'm in.
A lot of it takes place on a boat.
I'm out.
A lot of gratuitous nudity and
in.
Yeah. I'm trying to think nothing would make you out. Nathan Lane has a cameo.
No, he doesn't. There's no mouse hunters in that movie.
But it's just a great, silly, crazy, fun film from the 70s.
Okay, well, that's I'll put that third on my list. I got to see
Transformers. Equilibrium, Toad.
Equilibrium and Predestination and Raw Force. They all just sound like I'm going to sit through 6 hours of science class. Bert, turn off the show because I'm going to say, let the games begin! The name tags are amazing.
Holy
Please
shit.
Please do your best
There's
to.
So many. Oh my lord.
Give everybody a chance. And while you guys do that.
Oh my lord.
We'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, while name tags are being selected, I just want to remind you to check out Doug Loves Minis and Getting Doug with High and Dining with Doug and Karen if you haven't, and be sure to subscribe and rate and review all of those shows and Doug Loves Movies on iTunes. Back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Mark's still working his way to the stage, but let's start with Doogie. What do you got?
I got
a new cocktail.
I got a new drink. That's what I got. I got a Tito's.
Yeah, we ordered a Tito's for you during the break. And what's your name tag, Doogie?
I got "Oh Heather, Where Art Thou?" And I chose it because it's one of the laziest, worst name tags I've ever seen. It is a spotty black and white printout of the poster with her face just super teeny tiny in the corner. And I love it. It's great.
Do you want to keep it?
Yeah, it's great. It's right up there with...
It's got a shithead on the back, right?
Ghost Bilsters.
Don't say what it is.
No, I wasn't going to.
Oh, okay.
I was going to compare it to another classic bad name tag, that Ghost Bilsters. Do you remember that one?
Oh, no.
You ever seen that one? It's great. It's just like a...
I mean, I kind of do.
8.5 by 11 black and white printout, and just, you know, I love those.
All right.
Anyway.
What do you got there, Boomini?
I got Kids in the Hall Lynn candy. And... Basically, I'm a huge Kids in the Hall fan, so I was a little bit...
Wow, that's great. Yeah, she replaced all the kids in the hall with her face. And then I'm some weird Teletubby son up in the corner.
Yeah, I think the Kids in the Hall are geniuses, so I just picked that one.
Yeah, they're so good, and a couple of them have been on the podcast, and we're angling to get another one. Yeah, there you go. Seth, pick up your mic.
Yeah.
Oh, you fell for the... There's a guy back there dressed in Harry Potter garb.
The guy came in costume. That's an extra commitment. I'm hoping you came on the subway and had... And people are like, what the fuck? It's not even Halloween. This kid's in full Harry Potter outfit. And it's
or
a
maybe
giant...
Maybe they thought he just graduated.
He might have just graduated.
I just graduated from Hogwarts, you dick.
Yeah. There's a Hogwarts Friends here? It's a friend school. It's a friend school joke.
Oh,
that's all you fucking have here.
And he's fucking Gryffindor?
Yeah.
Fucking pussies. Slytherin, motherfucker, and eat it.
Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff.
Fuck that.
See, this is the kind of great debate that we have here. And it's a whole banner. It's a giant Gryffindor banner. And it says, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stoned.
Ha ha.
Get
and
it?
Your name
Doug
is
likes
Harab?
Pot.
Harab is your name? Oh, your name's Rob.
Oh, Harab.
Harab.
Yeah, Rob. That was complicated.
All right.
And I believe, does this thing light up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Someday.
How do we know if it's lit up? I turned the switch. Can we turn off all the lights, please? Yeah.
How's that Gryffindor education, brah? You want shit to happen in the dark? You go Slytherin, motherfucker.
All right, Mark, what's your name tag?
Dude, I chose this name tag for two reasons. One, I want you to see what's possible for yourself.
Me?
Two... It's the greatest depiction of The Rock I've ever seen.
Okay.
For the listener at home, you should have fucking been here. Check that shit out, dude.
Whoa! If only I had been your co-star in Pain and Gain.
You could do that, man. You could start rocking fucking tanks, bro.
But it's, what is it? Pat and Gain.
Oh, I don't. Oh, it's got words on it.
Yeah. He's Pat the Cat.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right.
Maybe his name's Gain.
No, his name is Pat. That's why he went with. Okay, so.
Oh, also, this other woman really wanted these candies up here, and you should read the note.
Okay. It's a note with some candies on the name tag. I'm very into bribery. Do I have to open it to see the note? I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't wasting valuable time. Oh, the candies stick to the note.
I'm a Gryffindor. He'll like it. Fucking I, dude.
Oh, it's just about how much
pot is in them?
How much, yeah, oil.
Okay.
0.05 for each candy. Yeah. Is that a lot for one candy? No.
Nah.
All right. Oh, I almost put them in the prize bag.
That would have been fun.
I got to hang on to those because sometimes I fly on planes. thank you for that, Herr Rob. And thank you to everyone who made awesome name tags 2 days in a row. It's always a treat to come here. And now we got to play some speed games.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because we spent some time on all that other stuff. What happened to my phone? There it is. Found it. We got 24 minutes of gameplay.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So I'm going to buzz you guys fast. No thinking for long periods of time. We're going to start with a game called Doug Loves Musicals.
Yeah.
I'm going to name songs from a motion picture that has songs in it. You guys guess as often as you'd like. You know, you could still guess after a wrong answer until someone names the name of this movie that has these songs in it. Where You Are.
An American Tale.
No. That's Somewhere Out There. the next song is We Know the Way.
Rent. La La Land.
Moonlight.
No on all of those. What'd you say, Doogie?
He said Moonlight.
Did you think Moonlight was a musical?
No, I was making a La La Land joke.
I get it.
Thank you. It's all that matters. Doesn't matter if it's funny. As long as you get it.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Moana.
Moana is the correct answer.
You're welcome.
Is that why you remember it? Because The Rock sings that song?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you fucking wrestler. Great job. Congratulations. The rest of the songs in the movie, not a lot of songs in that movie, but Shiny, which is a song about that little weird bird that likes shiny things, and How Far I'll Go, which was nominated for an Oscar, and then the song that would have really given it away, I Am Moana.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a hint.
Yeah, that would have been a game of Live, Die, Repeat, and it would have been very exciting. But Blue Meanie got in there the earliest, so he gets to go first in our next game. Whose tagline is it anyway? Blue Meanie, I'm going to read the tagline from a motion picture to you, and you alone in this room get to get one guess of what movie it's for. And then if you don't know it or get it right, we move on to Doogie and then Mark and then Seth. And this first one goes like this. Adventure begins with a Z. Before you speak, I must remind you, it has to be the absolute accurate title.
feel that's a trick.
Adventure begins with a Z.
Zoolander?
No, but don't know why they didn't use that. Doogie?
The Lost City of Z?
Clever, but no. Mark?
Zathura, an unexpected journey.
Yeah. Seth?
Zorro, the gay blade.
No, but you got the closest. It's called The Legend of Zorro.
Legend of Zorro.
Motherfucker. Also, for the record, someone in the audience said all when I got it wrong. I'm Mark Wahlberg. I don't feel pity. I don't fucking need it.
Aww.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, here's the next one. Starting off with Blue... Blue Meanie. Human... period, nature, period. So it just says human nature as if each of those are a sentence. What movie do you think that's for?
I, Robot.
You know, there's no bad guesses. Just stupid ones. Doogie?
Return to Fern Gully? You just said there's no stupid
Mark!
Ones.
Mark!
Surviving the Game.
Seth?
AI?
Full title?
Artificial intelligence?
Incorrect.
That was fucking cold, dude.
What is it? What's the full title?
The name of the movie is The Legend of Tarzan.
Oh, so close to what I said.
Yeah. All right, starting again with Blue Meanie. Every man has a destiny.
Final Destination.
It's, you know what? A lot of taglines apply to Final Destination. Because someone said that yesterday during this game, but incorrect. Doogie?
Legends of the Fall.
No. Mark?
Tu Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Seth?
Can you repeat the tagline?
Every man, it doesn't matter what the words are. You're not going to get it. Every man has a destiny.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Do you have a destiny? Yep, I'm a man.
Yeah. Every man has a destiny, comma, even Seth Herzog.
How about...
Oh, shit.
The Shooter.
Oh, fucking A, dude. Good call, bro. Good fucking call, dude.
The Shooter, right?
Fucking A, man.
Perfect.
Remember when I was in that white outfit? You're like, where is that fucking snow leopard? Yeah. I'm right here, motherfucker. God damn, that's a good movie.
The correct answer is The Legend of Hercules.
I was going to go Mr. Destiny.
All right, Blue Meanie's got another shot.
I feel like there's a theme...
People in the audience,
starting to guess.
There's people in the audience are really going to know this next one, and you got to keep it in.
Can I ask, do a lot of people here already know the theme?
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck.
All right. Blue Meanie, some things can't be learned. They must be remembered. Actually, maybe no one will know this.
One more time.
This is definitely going to be, some things can't be learned, they must be remembered. This is going to be a legendary round of this game. Anything?
I'm going to tap out on that.
All right, that's cool.
Tap out, wrestling
term. I like a wrestling expression.
I'm going to put that one in a headlock, Doug.
What?
I'm going to fucking pile drive it. What do you got?
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
That's correct.
God damn it. You're wow. fucking lucky you went before me. Because I was going to say Memento.
The Legend of Memento.
If you were only wearing shorts, man.
When I was changing out of my shorts, in the stall next to me was the guy changing into his Harry Potter gown.
Oh, wait, you didn't come like that? You changed while you were here?
No, the Doug Loves Movies changes people.
What's that?
Oh, I love my God.
Right, I love that right now his friend's taking this moment to have an intervention with his friend. This is a letter that I've written to you. Sometimes you wear that to my house, and it makes me feel bad on the inside.
Are you upset with him because does he call you a muggle?
Mudblood.
All right, you guys. We got one more game to get in. I think we could do it. We got like 10-15 minutes, so I think we're in good shape.
Let's do this shit.
Yeah, and so Doogie won that one. And so he,
Went before me, technically.
What's that?
What happened?
He didn't really fucking win it, dude. He just went before I did.
You said you were going to say Memento.
Yeah, because that was fucking hilarious, which I'm good at doing.
Okay, let's try it again, just because I didn't get it.
Okay.
Let me just find it here. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Some things can't be learned, they must be remembered.
Memento.
Yeah, you're right. That would have been pretty fun.
Yeah.
Doogie really fucked up your bit by being smart.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. It's all good, bro.
Thanks,
my favorite
Mark.
Part of The Legend of Bagger Vance is during the end credits because Will Smith sings Getting Baggy with it.
Dude, is that real?
No.
Shit.
It's the wild, wild golf. It's the wild, wild golf. Come on.
Wicked wild.
It's the wild, wild golf. Yeah, yeah. The good guys dress in pleats, remember that? When you're carrying your bag.
I think if anybody on this stage should be rapping right now, it's not you, bro. There's one person who should be fucking rapping.
Yeah.
The Blue Meanie.
You guys are way too fired up for Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme.
Oh.
When was the last time you rapped, Mark?
After my third workout today.
You rapped a little bit?
A little bit to myself. I'm like...
Oh, you feel it every day?
I'm like, yeah. Who's the motherfucker with all the power? It's you, you badass, standing in the shower.
Somebody told me they were bringing their, like, 12 or 13-year-old kid to this today. Did that come true?
Does he need a make-a-wish?
Mark, I don't think they're dying. I think the kid's dying.
Hey, save it for later. Right. You don't know what's going to happen.
All right, well, I know what's going to happen, and it's a game called Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Game. And Doogie gets to go first here in the first round. We'll switch the order around. It'll go Doogie, Blue Meanie, Seth, and then Mark. And we'll start with a different person each round. But the idea is I'll say the name of an actor or actress. You name what you think might be in their top three movies of all time after adjustment inflation by boxofficemojo.com. So some of these answers, I can't necessarily stand behind them. But that site says it's legit. And Doogie gets to go first.
I'm ready.
Make sense?
Yep.
All right, name a movie you think is in the top three for Mr. Dev Patel.
Okay.
People are freaking out a little bit over that.
Don't know who that is.
You don't, so you should probably pass.
Am I allowed to pass?
Mm-hmm. It would be great if you were going second because you'd hear one of the other movies he's
and
in.
It would
and
remind
you'd be like,
me,
oh, yeah, that guy.
Is there an advantage to passing?
No, you just have to do it because you clearly don't. I mean, you could guess a name of a movie that he might be in.
The Monuments Men?
No.
I mean, we'll see. Blue Meanie.
I'm in the same boat as him.
Yeah, you're in the we don't know who Dev Patel is boat? Wow. So there's not a lot of room in that boat. There's just the there's only crowd. Room for a tiger.
Especially with me.
Damn it.
He still didn't get it.
What do you got, Seth?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire. And Mark? Oh, no. What a time for the microphone to go out.
Life of Pi.
Life of Pi?
Yes, Life of Pi.
Okay. Coming in at number three for Mr. There Dev Patel, Lion. Yeah. Number two, The Last Airbender.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Right?
I thought that movie was a bomb.
Did pretty good. Number one, Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah, I'm shocked that Life of Pi isn't in there. Obviously, Slumdog's probably bigger than Life of Pi, but yeah, Life of Pi, I got to double check that because maybe Box Office Mojo fucked that one up.
Let's just give it a point and figure it out later.
I'm going to give 3 points to Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm giving Doogie 18 points because I really want
him
to win.
Sounds right.
No. All right. So Seth has three, and no one else scored with that one. But this next one, you never know. We'll start with you, Blue Meanie. Give me what's in the top three of Mr. Bruce Willis.
The dude from Moonlighting?
That's right, in case anyone was wondering.
He's making movies
who
now.
Who he is, it's that guy.
Doing pretty well.
Wow, okay.
I would have to say The Sixth Sense.
Okay. What do you think, Seth?
I'm going to say Die Hard.
Okay.
Fuck.
Die Hard. You don't have to say anything else. Yeah. You don't have to say first one. You said it.
Right.
You locked in for
no one's dying harder.
Hard.
Mark? So many guy from Moonlighting movies. By the way, is this what a normal person feels like when things in their life don't work?
Oh, yeah, the microphone cutting out? Yeah, that's
like a normal person.
Most
thing?
Of us all the time, yeah.
I think it's because your palms are so strong, you're squeezing it, you're crushing the your grip is.
You're
just
cutting it off. Like, does that happen when you're watering the lawn? Do you grab the hose too tight? Then the water doesn't come
out? Yeah,
I
do manual labor all the fucking time. Hey, Donnie, I'm gonna live your life today. All right, we'll see.
All right, what do you got? Let's go.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Okay. Doogie?
Armageddon.
Okay.
Armageddon!
All right, so coming in at number three, no one got it. Look Who's Talking.
I don't know about these Box Office Mojo information.
Adjusted for inflation. I think you'll be happy about this, Doogie. Number two is Armageddon.
I think they're right. You can trust them.
Now you know it's accurate.
It's accurate.
Yeah, Ed, coming in at number one, The Sixth Sense. Blue Meanie is on the board.
That's wrong.
It didn't even matter, Doug. I might as well just fucking said Hudson Hawk. Who gives a shit?
That was a masterpiece, by the way.
Well, it is. I mean, I know not enough people fucking saw it.
All right. Well, Mark's the only one without any points at this point. But
in this game, but not in life.
You are winning above all of us in life, probably.
Thanks, brother.
You're welcome. We'll start with Seth.
Yeah.
The films of Joaquin Phoenix.
Ooh.
Who, of course, was made legendary in the song Joaquin in L.A. Joaquin in L.A. Nobody walking L.A.
Come on, feel it, feel it.
What do you got, Seth?
Johnny Cash film.
Okay.
Walk the Line.
Walk the Line, okay. Yeah. Mark?
Gladiator.
Oh.
Fuck.
Did you see the porn version of that?
What?
He was Sir Gladiator.
Dude, is that real? Is that fucking real, dude?
Yeah, and Joaquin's in both of them.
I don't know.
I mean, he's versatile as fuck, but...
I just heard there was a young person in the audience. I wanted him to grow the fuck up. Make this show as dirty as possible. Who else has got to go still?
I guess I'll say Signs.
Okay. And what are you left with there, Blue Meanie?
The Village.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Coming in at number 3, no one got it. Parenthood.
Wow.
Parenthood. He was awkward and young in that.
I remember that.
Not as awkward and young as he was in Space Camp. When he was Leaf Phoenix. Coming in at number 2, Gladiator. Mark is on the board. This is the most competitive game of Ron Bennington we've ever played, but leaping into the lead because number 1 is Signs. Our friend Blue Meanie has 6 points.
No, I got Signs.
Oh, our friend Doogie.
That was close.
Our friend Doogie.
It's fixed like wrestling.
Yes. Yeah, your manager blew salt into his
5 points.
The referee.
Signs made more money than Gladiator?
It's really surprising. Mm.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson.
Signs was huge.
People love that guy.
He's a great dude. Horrible drinker. Great dude.
All right. This is the last round, starting with Mark.
Let's do this.
What do you got for Adrian Brody?
Damn. What you up to, AB? All right.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to get me the win.
Oh, well, then why say it?
I only have 2 points, and somebody else already has 6, right?
Yes, you got to go for it. You got to get that number one movie to tie it up.
Okay, well, I already know what that is.
What's his number one movie?
The Village.
All right. Doogie?
The Pianists.
Somebody in the audience hates pianists.
Doug,
no!
Did you hear about the, they did a porn version of that movie?
Was it called Glad He Hate Her? Blue Meanie.
Summer of Sam.
Oh.
Okay.
Good call.
All right. Seth?
They've said every Adrian Brody movie that I know. What was that?
What?
Lifeline. That's
There's
not
no
a movie.
Lifelines, you silly.
That's not a film.
Lifeline? He
it's
was
a fucking
in that?
Gryffindor oh. shit right there. Oh, we'll help each other.
Where's Hermione? She always knows what to do.
Right, right. Whereas Slytherins are like, hold my knife while I fuck this dude up real quick.
I don't know. How about, what's that movie where they're being hunted by humans?
Yep, that's it.
it's
called Surviving the Game, dude. I already fucking said
it. Surviving the Game. Yeah. Right, right, right. Let's go with that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Doug, I don't ask for much, but when you read off who wins this game, and it's, I feel like today's, I'm trying to like seem like a normal person for this role I'm working on. That's another thing. But just say like today's winner, but still definitely not getting to live the life of Mark Wahlberg, and then say their name.
Yeah, I'll remember to do that. So,
thanks, dude.
What's your movie, Mark?
Mine?
For Adrian Brody?
The Village.
Okay, and what do you got, Seth?
Surviving the Game.
Okay, people are laughing at you.
I think I'm the only one who saw it, so it probably is not going to win.
All right, Blue Meanie?
Summer of Sam.
Summer of Sam and Doogie?
The Pianists.
The Pianists. Which, like, you know, he won the Oscar for that, and he got to kiss Halle Berry on the mouth.
No. Yeah.
I don't know why we got to talk about people who won Oscars, but whatever.
At number three, I didn't even know he was in this. Angels in the Outfield.
Really?
It's a great movie. It's a great fucking movie.
Was he like in the corn the whole time? Just
no, he plays
he's the
Timothy
outfield.
Busfield in the film.
All right. Angels in the Busfield.
Yeah. Number two. You know what? For fun, I'm going to skip to number one because none of you got it. And it's a film called King Kong.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun.
That was number one. But coming in at number two and not affecting the game enough to change who the winner is a motion picture called The Village. So Seth and Blue Meanie have three each, and Mark has four, and Doogie is our winner with 5 points.
Thank you.
And still not Mark Wahlberg. And for the listener at home, the Harry Potter kid just apparated out of here.
Oh, Heather, where art thou? Come get your prize bag. Congratulations.
That worked
there
out perfectly.
There she comes. She was way in the back, so that's always
Heather,
exciting. This is like the Golden Globes. It takes forever. There you go. Congratulations, Heather.
Congratulations, Heather. Way to go, girl.
Give me the rest of your name tags and give me some plugs, starting with Doogie. Where can we see you? What are you doing?
This Friday, I'll be at Johnny Brenda's hosting a comedy show where we're going to donate the proceeds to Philabundance, which is a local charity. And you can check out my books, Some Very Interesting Cats, Perhaps You Weren't Aware Of, 100 Ghosts.
Same thing on mine, dude.
What's that?
There's no shitheads on the back of two of the... Okay.
We all know that. And yeah, just check me out online at Doogie Horner on the different social medias. Oh, and check out my album, A Delicate Man. Thank you.
Oh, there's a shithead on the Harry Potter one. You just have to search for it like a puzzle. Blue Meanie, where can we... What are you doing? What's up?
You can find me on Twitter at Blue Meanie BWO.
BWO.
As in Blue World Order.
Mm-hmm.
You can get my t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/Blue Meanie. And if you want to learn to be a professional wrestler, go to monsterfactory.org, where we will train you to be a professional wrestler.
Yeah, Blue Meanie's training new wrestlers.
I have a couple kids in Ring of Honor and one in NXT. And we're
fucking hey, dude. Way to go, bro.
That's awesome.
Way to go, man.
I'll train you, bro.
Yeah, sure. That was the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Seth, what do you got?
Oh, man. If you're in New York on a Tuesday night, I do a big weekly show called Sweet at the Slipper Room every Tuesday. And next week, July 4th week, if you're out in, what do you call it, Montauk, I'm doing a big show July 5th at Rush Myers. It's going to be a really fun free show.
Comedy, free show, comedy show. There?
Free show in Montauk.
All right.
For an hour. I may have some special guests, too. All right. It's going to be really fun. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Woo. Yeah. Mark, of course, is appearing in Transformers. I'm sorry we didn't talk about it.
We don't need to. It's the greatest fucking movie. It's number one on the box office. Everybody wants to fucking see it, or they're dying to see it, or they're begging someone to take it to go see that fucking movie. So it's great. Like I said,
I've read that it's not. It didn't open as well as some of the other Transformers.
It's doing fucking great. $260 million. And it's all on screen.
Oh, I wish your microphone was working.
Yeah. It's all for a role I'm working on where things don't go right for a dude. It's the worst role of my life.
It'll be fun to see you play a regular person that everything doesn't go right for.
Are you? I heart Huckabees, but whatever.
Who doesn't heart Huckabees?
Transformers Last Night Season 7 of Wahlburgers will drop in August. You're welcome for that. We're shooting Daddy's Home 2, so check that shit out. Let's see, what the fuck else? Everything else is going obviously fucking great because I'm me. And then I don't know what else to say. I'll talk to you guys afterwards. If you want me to sign the tip, you're welcome.
Me first.
I'll see you back in L.A., brother.
Which person already yelled out their shithead? The Lynn Candy or
yeah, Lynn Candy.
Pat and so what's Pat and Gaines' shithead?
There's what, no, did you fucking leave, bro?
There's no shithead on the back. What's yours? Okay. I'll try to remember that. All right. And thank you, everyone that's here today. Helium Comedy Club. All of my guests. Doogie Horner. Blue Meanie. Seth Herzog. Mark Wahlberg. Oh, no. The mic worked for that. The mic worked for that mic drop.
Did you just throw a donut in the audience?
Where were you hiding that the whole time?
Yes.
Good answer. Hey, Doogie, since you're the winner, we're doing a show tomorrow night in New York City. Is there a chance you could come out for that?
Yeah, I'd love to.
That'd be awesome. Let's have Doogie back tomorrow night. I mean, you're all welcome anytime you want to be on the show. And thanks again. And as always, who are those people? Chris and Pat McKeever are a shithead? Okay. No one else seems to agree with that one. This is one we can all agree with. Hemorrhoids are a shithead. I mean, I don't even know how one would get through Hogwarts with hemorrhoids. I mean, wait, isn't hemorrhoids another word for Hogwarts? And Jeff Sessions is a shithead!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.